From Darkness to Light, Armando Chalupka and the Mysterious Underground World of Trieste. Armando Chalupka always had at heart a task he lived with enthusiasm and tireless energy: to bring to light the mysterious underground world of Trieste. What was really hidden in the many imaginative stories that circulated in the city about these dark places forgotten by everyone? Was there really a network of hidden galleries that allowed you to move around the city without being seen, or to escape from the criminal prison through secret tunnels? Before Second World War, much had been said and written about this in the city press. With the outbreak of war and the mass attendance of underground bomb shelters that had saved thousands of people from bombing, rumors had then been amplified, passing from mouth to mouth, and no one had yet been able to shed light on that increasingly obscure mystery. Armando Chalupka led the urban speleology section of the Adriatic Society of Speleology, which included several valuable collaborators, such as topographers for reliefs, speleosub to investigate flooded wells and tunnels, archivists to look for reliable historical news. The first research of this speleological group began in 1982 and led to the drawing of a general map of the underground tunnels of Trieste and the foundation of a real estate registry of artificial tunnels, among the first operating in Italy, with hundreds of subterranean tunnels registered and topographed. In particular, the area of Civitavecchia under the Capitoline Hill, the historical center of the city, was immediately investigated, where illustrious authors of the late 19th century, such as Ettore Generini and Antonio Tribal, had summarily described some interesting points of investigation. It was believed that the castle of San Giusto was equipped with direct connections to the area of Piazza Grande, today Piazza Unità, and that, in order to prevent enemy attacks, the fortress has been equipped with countermine tunnels that extended like a spider web toward the slopes of the hill to the northeast. Even the Church of the Jesuits, today Sanctuary of Santa Maria Maggiore, had been indicated by these authors of the past as a privileged access point to the underground network. This church had been considered, in fact, the perfect place to hide from prying eyes in the meanders of its crypts, the famous Red Chamber of the Inquisition, a dark place of which all trace had been lost over time and where, in the 19th century, rites of initiations and interrogation would have taken place by immersing the victim upside down in an unspecified well of souls. The well was actually discovered by Armando during his explorations, hidden by a mortar cover that for who knows how many years had hidden that mystery. Later, the investigation of the urban speleology section were pointing to rediscovery of the historical aqueducts of the city and the numerous wells and cisterns scattered like a leopard stain in the urban fabric to cope with the chronic water shortage of Trieste. The first century Roman aqueduct that started from the Rotondra Valley on the outskirts of the city was intercepted in its terminal part that flows for a long time in a hidden gallery below Piazza della Valle, not far from the alleged Masonic temple of Rotonda Pancera. The 18th century aqueduct, known as the Theresian Aqueduct, named after Empress Maria Theresa of Austria who decided its construction, was intercepted in its initial part in the area of San Giovanni di Guardiella, fed by numerous captured tunnels, the so-called Wassergalerie, water tunnels, dug into the rocks to increase the scope of the artifact with the characteristic lock hole sections. The urban section of speleology then studied in detail another hidden network, the covert streams that flow in the city under the asphalt crossing at the 8th of the Porches of Chiozza and in other more peripheral points. The passion of Armando Halupka and the speleologists of the Adriatic Society of Speleology has brought to light, after so many years of oblivion, interesting details of 20th century history, such as the Miramare shooting batteries, the base of the German mini-submarines of Sistiana, and the lairs of the Nazi criminals Reiner and Globocnik, hidden in the bomb shelters of the former Modiano Villa, and in the so-called Kleine Berlin, the underground tunnels of the defense belt where the last tragic beats of the Second World War were consumed in Trieste.